Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for your word. Your word that calls us to go deep into ourselves and reflect upon our relationship with you. Give us hearts and minds to hear the truth that you would have each of us as individuals to receive from it. And give us the courage and the will to follow it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I think probably my sermon, rather than being a spiritual physical, would be better described as a spiritual visit to the chiropractor's office. And I'll be honest with you. In many ways, this service is not one that I particularly enjoy doing. As the Reverend Todd Weir says, and I agree with him, tonight is one of those services where I feel like I'm supposed to channel my inner Baptist preacher. And like the revivals of old, say things like, "Today is the day of your salvation." That old fire and brimstone type of sermon. But you know me. And you know that's not my style. To me, tonight is a lot like going to the chiropractor. Because you go because you've got a pain in your back. Tonight is that first step in the visit, that first visit, where the chiropractor asks you a bunch of questions and runs a few tests and runs his or her fingers down your back and has you lift things and while he or she's pushing against things. Getting the data, the input that he or she needs in order to decide what to do tonight and in subsequent visits, and also to give you an idea of what exercises maybe you should be doing. Lent is the time for the subsequent treatments, the ones that come after that first initial visit, and what steps you should take to a more healthy life. Although with Lent, it is the health of your relationship to God and how well you're following God's will for your life. I like to think, and I have said this before, those of you that have good memories will notice that this is the third time in 21 years that I've used the knotted rope theme for our series. But each time I've gone a little different way with it. And I like to, it helps me to understand, to think about this service in the beginning of Lent as we come to tonight because we're all knotted up. Our spiritual spines are out of alignment and we want to get the kinks worked out. Maybe there'll be a little massage, and there'll be exercises for us to do as well. And the exercises that I would like to do this year for our Lenten journey are laid out for us in the Lord's Prayer. Each week I will take a portion of the Lord's Prayer, and that was in that section in between the two that George read tonight from Matthew. And take each section and try to understand how it can help us get the knots out of our lives, get the kinks out of our faith and spirituality, get us in the right alignment with God. But we have to begin with recognizing that we are in pain, that we have the kinks. This is what gets us to the office to tonight. The problem is, the spiritual pain is generally not acutely felt as acutely as back pain or a pinched nerve. So we have to begin with recognizing that we are in pain. And that's what the service of ashes does. It recognizes that we are not right with God. And that's as old as the Old Testament. Where in when they were in need of repentance, they'd sit down and put sackcloth on and pour dump ashes over themselves. We begin by recognizing we are in spiritual pain and we need help. That's the first step of a 12-step program, to recognize that you have a problem. And our psalm for tonight does a very good job of that. Believed by many to have been written by King David himself after the Bathsheba affair. And in it, he recognizes he's got a problem. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. This guy knows he has problems. He has sinned. After all, he not only had the affair, but he also sent the husband into battle in such a way that to make sure the husband got killed. He had a major relationship problem with God. So he casts himself on the mercy of God, asking for a new clean heart, a new and right spirit. Tonight we begin a 5-week journey to do exactly the same thing, to place ourselves in the hands of a merciful God and to ask for a clean heart and a new and right spirit. Tonight we say, I want to work out the kinks of my relationship with God. Now there are those that think a service like tonight, I would think you people don't feel this way because you're here, but there are many who say, why do we do this? Isn't religion supposed to build us up? I remember the secretary in the church where I spent 2 years as a seminary intern in Louisville, and she was of a different denomination. And she always says, you Presbyterians are so down all the time. You're supposed to be lift people up. And we used to get into it over and over. And to a certain degree, there is some truth in that. But sometimes we have to realize things need to be fixed before we can feel good. In the case of Lent, I don't think you can believe the experience, the true glory and the good feeling of Easter unless you've spent time in Lent working on your alignment with God. Because Easter reminds us what David knew. That even though our sin is ever before us, God, and for us, God in Christ, still goes to the cross for us and rises from the grave that we might trust that God loves us in spite of our sin. We still need to work to get the knots out. And there's the realization that there, as long as we're alive in this life, there will always be knots that need to be gotten out, worked on. But that's okay. Because God, the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will be there and are there for us. That's the good news as we enter this season of Lent. That's the good news of this table as we start this journey tonight. God will be there. God feeds us. God loves us, nurtures us, supports us. So on come Sunday morning, ready to begin your exercises as we begin to work the knots out. You may hurt a little bit as you think about things, and ooh, but it will feel so good when they get loosened up. Amen.